The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'm so glad that you are here starting your day in a positive way. And I have to just say, I hope that everybody had a great Mother's Day and it was, full of love and full of joy. What did you guys do, Tom?
We actually went to Knott's Berry Farm and then a hockey game.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So Colleen had a great day, of course.
She enjoys hockey and the roller coasters, too.
She's a roller coaster?
Yes, she is.
See, I used to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does she go on them?
Not the dramatic ones, but okay. She gets a kick out of the calmer ones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. This year we went to Caneo Valley Days, and I took my grandsons there. And, it's funny. The faster the rides, I used to be all over that. I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for me. So now I just see what they can go on and the big slides. And, it's just their little faces lighting up. So it was pretty cool. We've got a great weekend for you today, this weekend, and of course it's California Strawberry Festival is going on. There's lots of stuff going on, and if you haven't already got your tickets, we've got some tickets for you. With that, I want to just invite you to our show, and of course follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places. We give lots of stuff away. We have tickets to almost everything that's going on around the 805 and further out. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You are welcome to call in and talk to us about what's going on in our program. And if you're a business or an event that's happening, let us know how we can help you spread the word. With that, I do want to remind you also of our newsletter that goes out every single week. It gets emailed to you, and it's got all the events that you can download and find out more about. And all of our great authors and guests and anybody that's been on our show. Also, you can download our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and then all of our back shows are on there. I always like to start our show with a little bit of inspiration, and don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try. So with that, gosh, we got a great show for you today. We've got lots of fun things happening, and again, I want to introduce our first guest, Erin LeBay, and of course, her book is Joy Fixes for Weary Parents. Also, we have Danielle Dolsky, and her book is Women Most Wild. With that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
It's happening this weekend. We can still get you in. California Strawberry Festival, among the top festivals in the nation. And yes, it's all about strawberries this weekend in Oxnard. Circus Vargas is back. It's brand new, and they're calling it a steam cirque. You have to see it. It's like Cirque Soleil, but with this steampunk vibe that people are digging.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
That's coming to Ventura. Ojai Wine Festival, the 31st annual Ojai Wine Festival, will be on June 11th from noon to 4 at Lake Casitas. Say no more. It's beautiful. Great wines, and you're going to have fun there. Rolling Pin Donuts, life with a donut is the best life. And you can get a dozen donuts from the best donut shop in Ventura County, located in Camarillo. Finally, what a party it was at Feast of the Beast.
Oh, my God. They always do such a great job over at Cafe Firenze. And again, thank you for it all went to Food Share. So, you know, it got to watch for all those great events. All right. Let's bring our first guest on. I do want to remind you that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number to call to be involved, to share what your thoughts are, and let us know that we're doing a good job over here. With that, let's bring on Erin. Erin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, thank you. Tell us a little bit about who you are and why you wrote this book.
Yeah, I'm a counselor in Chicago suburbs, and I see individuals and couples, mostly specializing in working with parents of young children who are kind of trying to sort things out, reconnect with each other, and then just, you know, work through different issues like anxiety or grief and loss while they have young kids at home. Yeah, and I wrote this book called Joy Fixes for Weary Parents. It's really a way to build more joy into family life. So it's 101 short chapters, often integrating a lot of research, but also a lot of real life stories about how parents can build more joy into their lives and the lives of their kids.
I love it. Is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Wow, congratulations. We've had a lot of first books, and I think that people are taking that dive, right? Dive into writing that new book. Okay, so tell us a little bit. You talk about the importance of bringing creativity into relationships. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, I think one of the ways we can build joy into our own lives is by spreading joy to other people. So really being deliberate about how we, you know, are creative in our relationships and how we show up in our relationships can really help us feel better, like improve our own wellness. So I think, you know, with our kids, if we're, you know, very deliberate about a really solid, caring, warm bedtime routine with them, or about, you know, going outside with them for 20 minutes when we get home from work, or, you know, at the end of the day to have 20 minutes of fun free play time outside where we're just kind of goofing off at them and enjoying them, or, you know, or sitting down to dinner with them every night and really making sure we're sitting next to them and, you know, having conversation, even if it's just for 10 minutes, just having kind of playful fun conversation or sharing about our day or listening about their day.
Erin, do you have children?
Yes, I have three.
You have three? Are they young?
Yeah, they're 7, 6, and 4.
Oh, so you're actually, this is like firsthand news here.
Yes.
Okay, so you use some of your acknowledgments in here? Is this part of you in here?
Yeah, yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. And so, you know, I have four children. They're all grown up now, and now I have three grandchildren. And it is hard to keep that balance, that juggle, I would say, you know. And if you're having your own hard day and then you have your children, you know, I mean, obviously, I always used to say my priority is to being a mom, a good mom. But then life somehow gets in the way. And how do you keep all those balance and balls up in the air and not, you know, inflict any of your stress on your own children?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think it's really hard for parents to kind of stay balanced and grounded and centered. There's just so much on their plate, you know, with trying to make healthy dinners and keep the house clean and work. And there's just so many things going on at one given time. And then if they have, you know, younger kids, the kids are testing, you know, or, you know, trying to be their own little people. They're not necessarily loading the car when it's time. But I think, you know, there's some tools in the book that are tools kind of the mind that can give you a different lens of looking at things or different ways to keep your focus or to get your focus back when you start to lose it. and one of those things is by setting like ritual intentions, the things that you most want to get out of your day. Or another tool is kind of looking for the positives in each day and kind of purposefully pausing on those bright spots. So if you're looking for bright spots, moments of connection, moments of fun, then you're way more likely to tune into those, you know, even when things are tough.
And so you're a therapist, correct?
Yes.
What is the biggest problem that you see, or the challenge, I want to say a challenge, that you see with families that are young, just starting off their family? And you know, I look at it as, you know, the husband has what he's learned from his family, the wife has what she's learned from her family, and now they've got to kind of embrace each other and make it their way.
Yeah, that's right. Like, people are coming from really different places with different backgrounds and opinions. I think also parents don't have a lot of time to really communicate, like, at a deeper level. Like, they're, you know, reacting to different things that are happening or just kind of reacting to their day, trying to get the kids in bed on time or do baths.
Yeah, they're just like surviving, not thriving.
Right. They're not taking that time out to really say, you know, how are you really doing? What's, you know, what's bothering you? What are we doing well together? And to have that deeper communication.
So what are some suggestions that, you know, you talked about, you know, kind of different ways, and what did you call them?
Ways to, you know, one is just to set kind of rituals in your day.
Rituals.
So for communicating as couples, one of those things might be, we're going to try to go to bed at the same time at least a few nights a week, and we're going to try to get in bed early so we can kind of hang out together a little bit. You know, when the chores are put away and the kids are in bed, we can really talk about our day. And it's also a time for couples to be intimate, to cuddle, but also to talk about some of those deeper things, whether it's co-parenting or, you know, just how they're really doing in life, and to check in with each other. Like, a lot of couples stop going to bed at the same time about 3 years into a relationship, and about 75% of couples don't go to bed at the same time. And I think that's one thing I consistently hear, you know, in counseling, is
really
that people just don't really have that time together anymore, that they just,
so they're not,
they
connected.
Miss each other.
Yeah. And a lot of times one or the other feel alone, correct?
Yeah, I think, yeah, they can get very, very lonely. There's certain parts of parenting that can get so lonely. And then if they don't have that time to kind of support each other, then that could be even harder, I think. I think another great way is to plan consistent date nights. And I think a lot of couples are resistant to doing that. They don't want to spend the money, or they don't want to miss the bedtime routine or be away from their kids. But I just think that it's so crucial to get that one-on-one time with a partner to, again, communicate at a deep level, but also to kind of get some perspective, to take a break, to de-stress.
Yeah.
And then to get some of the more lighthearted playfulness back in your relationship, more of the flirtation or romance that you lose when you're just so busy with kids all day.
And now, you know, And I totally agree with you on all of those. We lose that. We're so into taking care of our children, making sure that they're going to school, making sure that their homework's done, all that stuff. And now that my kids are older, oh my God, I'm like, go on vacation, you know, spend that time. There's stuff that, you know, when they're in kindergarten, first grade, second, when they're in high school, that's when they need to do their work, you know, and that's their responsibility. But it's just, I think that the vacations, I ended up homeschooling two of my younger sons. And I have to tell you, we traveled in a motorhome, went across country, and they worked, you know, kind of online and in that kind of stuff. It was so much easier and probably a little bit harder for them, but they saw the world and it was a different experience. And sometimes I feel like in school, there's a lot of busy work and the parents are, you know, half the time doing the projects for them, you know? And so I don't know. I just kind of like, don't take it so seriously. What's your thought on that? You're still in the little stages of, you know, of children bearing, but
yeah, I think what you're referring to is kind of not losing the big picture of that family life is supposed to be fun and joyful. And sometimes we get bogged down by the busy work, like you said, or by sometimes our own routine.
Yeah.
The activities that we've signed our kids up for, we feel kind
that is another thing. Erin, will you stay on with us? Because I want to take a really quick break and hear from some of our great sponsors. And then will you stay with us and we'll come back and kind of give some great advice and some great tips?
Oh, it sounds good.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you are here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love you to call in right now. And of course, I'd love to give some tickets away to the Ojai Wine Festival. And that is happening Sunday, June 11th, 12 to 4. So again, call us right now. Talk to you soon and stay right with us. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117 or visit mikeforloans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. And of course, we're talking with Erin LeBay. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Oh, Leba.
Say it again.
Erin Leba.
Leba. Okay, perfect. Anyways, and we're talking about her book, Joy Fixes for Weary Parents. How'd you come up with that name?
I think the book's all about kind of creating more joy in the lives of parents. But I think there is an element, you know, of weariness that kind of comes with the territory that, you know, doing different tasks or kind of juggling things that I think there's a part of all of us that gets, you know, worn down and really attending to the ways we can prevent that, or, you know, we can boost ourselves back up on a daily basis is what the book's about.
Okay, perfect. And now you have some stories in there, correct?
Yes, a lot of funny or realistic
stories. What is one of your favorite or one that you can share with us?
One that I think about a lot is about a man who, a father who wakes up in a really good mood and goes downstairs and makes himself some coffee in the morning and is kind of sitting down just enjoying the birds and spring morning. And his son wakes up, his six-year-old son wakes up and kind of comes down the stairs and just woke up on kind of the wrong side of the bed and is feeling kind of grumpy, and he didn't want oatmeal. He wants Cheerios, and he didn't want the red plate. He wants the green plate, or then he doesn't really feel like eating breakfast and just kind of, you know, in a frustrated kind of mood. And instead of kind of reacting to his son, the father just kind of sits there kind of smiling through his coffee and kind of waiting for his son. And eventually his son just kind of melts into his dad's good mood instead of the other way around. Instead of the dad kind of getting all frustrated about the child's mood. And then the son, you know, comes over and sits on his dad's lap and says, "Can I help you set the table for breakfast? You know, can we play catch later?" And to me, that story is just, it's a chapter called Avoid Mood Matching. And it's just about how if we can kind of stay grounded in our own mood, in our own positive mood, even if our kids are testing or they're having a hard time with something, or they just, you know, are resisting things, then our kids can kind of tiptoe into our moods instead of us just getting frustrated about it.
I love it. You don't let your day get hijacked.
Right.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Now, what about activate self-compassion? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think parents are just tremendously hard on themselves. They're, you know, a lot of times feeling guilty about not spending enough time with their kids or about different things, or often comparing themselves to other people. You know, if their neighbor is, "Oh, my preschooler's reading already," or, you know, "My son's a great swimmer, even though he's only 2 years old," or whatever it is that sets off, that acts as kind of a trigger for their guilt. I think people, you know, feel really bad about what they are doing or they're not doing. And then I think, you know, parents just, they don't get a lot of rest, and they often don't get a lot of time to themselves. Like about the average mom gets about 14 minutes of me time to herself each day. So I think when I'm meaning self-compassion, it's about self-care, or really taking great care of yourself, kind of feeding your own cup, filling your own cup so you can, you know, give more energy to your kids and your family. Just really taking care of yourself, but also being compassionate toward yourself when those kind of feelings do come up about comparing yourself to other people, or feeling judged by other people or yourself, or making a mistake and kind of the perfectionistic part of yourself that comes in, and really taking good care with yourself, the same kind of warmth and kindness that you would give to a friend in a heartbeat.
Wow, I like that. Now, I looked at one of your chapters here, give yourself many rewards. I love that. Not many, many. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and that chapter is, again, about self-care, about just how important it is for parents to kind of give themselves little treats and really notice the simple pleasures that they're enjoying in each day. Maybe it's a cup of tea in the morning, or, you know, while your kids are napping for 30 minutes, you do your favorite crossword puzzle. Or I had one mom tell me she loved to go to the garage and turn on the monitor while her kids were napping, and she would chop wood. And that was like a mini reward for her.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
She just, you know, loved her woodworking. So yeah. Whatever is your reward.
Right. You know what? I think that sometimes for me, I'm one of those, like, let me put just one more thing on my list, and then I'm stressed, you know, because then you know, maybe you're running late, or maybe why not say, you know what? No, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm just going to have that little bit of time to drive in, you know, or to just sit here and kind of, you know, just get my thoughts together. I think we're all trying to fit so many things in our life and be the best at everything. We just need to, and it's funny, I kind of wrote about just being. We just need to be. You know, a lot of things will take care of themselves, and I think that so many of us forget that.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that's so true. And it's hard when you're, you know, facing a nap time and you've got 10 different things you want to do, make phone calls and clean the kitchen. But yeah, just to be able to let yourself just be, to put your feet up, you know, up, sit down, put your feet up and just let yourself rest, can make you just also such a better parent for the rest of the afternoon as well. But also can kind of prevent your own burnout.
Yeah, Erin, you are a therapist. And how long have you been a therapist?
About 20 years.
Not very long. Okay. So what are you seeing? You know, I feel like in this, you know, 2017, you know, lifestyle that we're in 24/7, what is it that you're seeing the changes that have, you know, that have come about now or that are arising for families? You know, I mean, I remember, you know, well, I don't remember, but you think of our grandparents, okay, living on farms or, you know, taking a really slow day or, you know what I mean? Now it's like, we're just go, go, go. And it's like one goal after the next before we even, you know, congratulate ourselves on matching that or making that goal. We're already on to our next one. What are you seeing from families?
Yeah, I think there's so much busyness, and it's kind of like being on the go all the time, and it takes such a concerted effort to kind of slow down and just, you know, sit next to a kid on the floor and play with them for 20 minutes, like whatever they want to do, you know, just kind of just connect in that way with them, because we're always kind of rushing out the door to t-ball practice or this and that. So, and I think it's the same with partners, that it's just so busy for people to take that time to, like, you know, say thank you to them for the little things or give them that extra hug or, you know, I don't know, just have those playful moments with them is really hard for people because we are so busy.
Is there some key things that when parents or families or couples come in to your office to see you, are there key things that you would say, okay, here's some of the things that I would really like you to start working on? Is there just like a generic?
I mean, I think it's different for every, you know, for every person or every family. But yeah, I think there are some, you know, like spending one-on-one time with your child, I think that has huge payoffs for your relationship, even if it's only once in a while. If you get that, you know, positive distraction-free time, you're not checking your phone or scores or anything, and you're just like, let's go and let's enjoy this time together. And it might be something simple, like with a four-year-old going to the grocery store with them, but if you kind of label it, this is going to be our special time, and you're just enjoying that bonding time with them. It can help their behavior. It can help how you feel about your family. You know, it helps so many.
Yeah, because one, you're not going to feel guilty because you gave that, you know, special time. They're going to feel special, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That goes for husband and wives too. I think that we're so automatic now with our phones and always on the go that we just don't have time for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what is the message that you want most for, you know, my listeners and readers reading your book? What is your message that you're trying to get through?
I think one of the biggest messages is that any effort that parents put toward building their own joy in their lives has huge payoffs for their kids, because partly because of emotional contagion, that if parents are joyful, their kids are going to pick up on that joy and be more joyful themselves. And that's really the point of family life, that I think we get, you know, we kind of get sucked into the, you know, helping our kids with sports or academics or enrichment or, you know, getting them into good schools and all these other things. But we forget that, like, fun and joy and that love that comes through that is really so important. So any effort towards self-care, really taking care of themselves, feeding their passions, and then also just nurturing their relationships and being very deliberate about the things that they're going to do in their relationships with their kids and their partners and friends, to stay very close, that just builds so much joy in their own lives. And then their kids pick up on it, and then they're also able to do every other parenting skill better. Like, it's really hard to do a lot of parenting skills when you're just not in a good place or
right.
stressed or exhausted.
So, Erin, since you're a therapist and you deal with a lot of families, if, you know, there's a lot of things, terrible things that are happening in our world, and how much is enough to tell our children, and how, you know, what's too much?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's important. You mean in terms of the current?
Well, you know, I mean, if you hear of, you know, different instances, you know, of people maybe overdosing with drugs or something that you want to teach your children, but what's too much and what's not enough? You know, I mean, how much should you really be telling your children?
Yeah, I think, you know, as they get older, we can share more information with them, but just to be, you know, honest and upfront with them is important, and also about how we're feeling about different things and what is the message that they can take away from those things. I think, you know, that conversation is really important, but I think with younger kids, you know, we can shield them from some of that stuff too, and kind of teach them.
So shield. So yeah, the younger they are, obviously you want to shield them until they're old enough to ask questions and want to know more. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. Well, perfect. Erin, thank you so much. Where do we get your book?
It's on Amazon, Joy Fixes for Weary Parents, or Barnes & Noble, or Indie Bound.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, and please share our show and also our podcast, iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and I thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break. I've got some Strawberry Festival tickets for you out there, and again, it's this weekend. And today and tomorrow, and oh my gosh, great stuff out there. I'll be one of the judges out there. Tom, are you going to be a judge this year?
I'm going to judge the SmackDown with the chefs, where they cook, and they're given a couple of mystery ingredients, and they got to figure it out on the spot.
What day is that?
That is Sunday, I believe, at 1 o'clock. Okay. I'm going to get there early, so I'll be on time.
Okay, and I'll be over at the Children's Berry contest over there, and so of course definitely check that out, and that is Saturday. I'll be there Saturday. So anyways, really today I'll be there today, so anyways, we've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
1, 2, 3. Slow down, you move too fast.
Big one is back, circus Vargas, circus Vargas, circus Vargas. The baby's got top.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the big top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for the calls. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Call. We've got lots of stuff, and all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. All right, our next guest is Danielle Dulski, and of course, we're talking about Women Most Wild, three keys to liberating the witch within, and this is going to be interesting. Danielle, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Nice to be here, Kim.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. And now, is this your first book?
This is my first book, yeah.
Okay, wow, we got a lot of first books. I love it. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll move into the book.
Mm-hmm. So I am a yoga teacher, and I've been a yoga teacher for a very long time. I actually taught my first yoga class to my gym class when I was 16 years old. So yoga became kind of my gateway to the mystical after growing up in a pretty religious household, and starting to experiment with things that were just a little bit more mystical, but also forbidden. And I came out as a witch when I was 25, so that was about 12 years ago. And I've been kind of on a mission to spread the word of witchcraft far and wide, and still teaching yoga and mainly working with women in order to seek out spiritual liberation in whatever form they're looking for it.
So when you were saying your family obviously is very religious, and so it was looked down on, is that what you mean?
Yes, absolutely. I was raised born-again Christian and even sent to a born-again Christian school until I was 12 years old. So, you know, going to church a couple of times a week and having this sense that there was just, you know, that divinity didn't need to be external, and that these things like the Smurf show that they were telling me was evil was actually, you know, kind of magical and something that I was looking to get into.
Hmm, that's interesting. And now, where are they at with it now that you've kind of gone on with your life? Where are they at?
Mm-hmm. It was a slow process. I at first they had to become comfortable with, and when I say they, it was mainly my mother. My father was actually kind of a hard-edged biker that was more atheist, so it was a strange household to grow up in. But my mother kind of made her peace with yoga when it started sustaining me. And I think that witchcraft was kind of more of a leap for her, but she has made her peace with it. And, you know, it's not a subject that we talk about a lot.
Yeah, you just go about it. Yeah, I get it. So when you say witchcraft, okay, what do you mean by that exactly?
So witchcraft isn't a religion. It's a craft or a practice. It can be a religion to some people, but it doesn't need to be. And so one of the core premises of my book is that you don't need to subscribe to an entirely new religion in order to practice witchcraft. It can just be this felt kinship with the earth. It can just be this belief that nature is magical, and this belief that, you know, you have the right to affect the energy around you with magic and spellcraft.
So, okay, so you got this inner wisdom, I would say, right, from your yoga, and then you went into witchcraft. Is that correct?
Yes, yoga just kind of presented me with this idea that divinity was internal rather than external, which I loved. And then after that, I got a little bit into tantric philosophy. And then after that, I started really seeking out practices with witchcraft, and then also Wicca, which is a more systematized and religious form of witchcraft. And I was
But
part
you
of
don't
coven.
Do the religious form of witchcraft, correct?
I don't. I'm not Wiccan. I'm a witch. So there is a difference.
Okay. So for my listeners and for myself, what is the difference?
So Wicca is a religion. So there's a lot of core tenets in Wicca that witches don't need to share. So there's really kind of this level of feminist spirituality in witchcraft where the practitioner really has all of the choice in the world. So there isn't, not that there's no structure whatsoever, but there's more freedom in witchcraft than there would be in Wicca. And also, witches don't like to kind of say that they're religious.
Okay.
It's the system that we fear.
So when you say that you're a witch, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. What can you do differently than I could do or somebody else could do?
Well, I don't know that I can do anything differently than anybody that says they're a witch can't do. Witch is more about claiming the name rather than having it given to you. So that's kind of the first key is that you really identify with this thing, witchcraft, as part of your identity. And then you do feel a very strong kinship with nature and you start to really feel the way the feminine cycles in nature, but then also in your own body. And then there's this strong belief in the union between the physical, the sensual, the body, and the spiritual and the divine.
Okay. I'm still not 100% clear. I'm learning on this. Okay. So what are three keys to liberating the witch within and why are they important?
So the first key is wild rhythm, and wild rhythm is honoring nature's cycles and then your right to cycle. So your right as a woman or whatever gender you identify with to change all the time and in line with the seasons and the sun and the moon. And then the second key is wild ritual, which is marking transitions with magic and spellcraft. So there's a lot of different types of spellcraft described in the book, but mainly it's manifestation spell work, protection spells, and then also healing magic.
So do you...
And then finally, go ahead.
Finish the last one.
And the third key is wild circle, which is coming together with other like-minded seekers.
Okay. And so are you actually casting spells?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, like, what would you be casting? What's a spell? I mean, okay. are they like... You know, I don't like that person. I'm going to cast a spell on them. Or is it in a positive way?
Right. So you know, not directed at anyone. That would be more like a hex. So a spell is just moving the energy in order to affect a desired outcome. So there is a level of will to it. You really have to believe in your right to affect change in your world. So, for instance, if I'm trying to invoke prosperity in my world, I could create a spell for that. And the key would be having this laser-focused intention on what the outcome is. And that's true of any spell.
I'm still really not clear, but I love that this is something new that is, you know, interesting. So is it like a intention?
So the mechanics of a spell would be, yes, you would absolutely start with an intention.
Okay.
And it would have to be as clear as possible. So a lot of times when spells kind of go off the rails, it's because the intention wasn't clear in the beginning. So you can't just be like, I'm going to be a millionaire. It can't be like that. You really have to have this clear vision and then be able to believe that with all of your, like every cell in your body believes that this is possible. And then that's where you start. And then there's different energy raising techniques. So it's not just about the intention, but that's always where it begins.
Wow. Okay. Is it like manifesting?
So manifestation spells are one type, yes. And then there's also protection spells when you're trying to protect yourself or someone in your inner circle. And then there's also healing spells when you're trying to gift healing to the earth or a person or yourself.
Okay, so I kind of get it. Let's take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because I want to come back and see how this has changed your life or what you've received from doing this. Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I've got some Circus Vargas tickets. And, of course, Circus Vargas is coming up to here at Aventura and then Thousand Oaks. And I'd love to have you go and see one of their new shows. It's going to be amazing. And again, call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock. We've got some great guests that will be joining me on my 8 o'clock show, 7 to 8 show. And we've got Linnea Mallette and Read My Lips, Tips for Success. I actually learned about her and watched her in action at a TED Talk, and I was pretty amazing. And then, of course, we have Mike Mackey and Kim and John joining us from Cypress Place. And, of course, that's a senior living, assisted living memory care. So we will be talking with them in our second hour. So I'm really excited, and I hope that you all stay with us all the way through. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking with Danielle right now, Danielle Dolsky, and we're talking about Women Most Wild. How'd you get that name, by the way?
Women Most Wild.
Yeah.
That was actually, the name came first, and then the book came after that.
Ah,
I just had
okay.
it kind of stuck in my head for a while.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So let me ask you, you're talking about witchcraft here. And so give us some of your experiences that have come out of this.
So one of the more formative experiences for me and what, you know, prompted my kind of coming out as a witch and being okay with, you know, being publicly known as a witch was having my first son when I was 25. I just really had this sense of like, you know, I've been casting spells in my living room for the better part of 10 years at that point, and I was tired of hiding it. So there was this sense of, you know, if I can raise this beautiful creature to be as authentic as possible, then I need to stop hiding my spiritual authenticity from everyone. So that was the first thing. And then after that, there was this search for a spiritual mentor. And I think that for a lot of witches that are coming out and that are kind of new to the craft, they seek out spiritual mentorship kind of hungrily, and they can fall prey to spiritual predators, to people that'll take advantage of them. And so I did that. I did that for a few years until I realized it was a terrible situation. And then I moved up here and really, I moved from Florida to Pennsylvania, and I started working with a lot of other women, and we started working our craft for ourselves.
So what is one of your crafts?
Practice.
Yeah. So give us an example of one of your crafts.
So it goes, we usually work with the wheel of the year, for instance. So the next time we're meeting is going to be in July, which is the blessing moon. So it's this very high fruition time, and it's all about the heart chakra and gratitude. So we're going to come together and do a healing spell for the earth, and then also offer gratitude for all of the blessings that we have in our lives.
Okay, perfect. And are you married?
I am not anymore.
Okay. So he obviously, he didn't agree with this maybe, right?
No, the witchcraft wasn't a huge part of it. It just, we were going in different directions
okay.
for a while.
Okay. Okay. So if one of our listeners are intrigued by this, how would they find out more about it? And, you know, I mean, spiritually, I love that. Okay. Spiritually, I'm very spiritual, but does that make me a witch?
Maybe. what I usually tell people to do is kind of think back into these moments from childhood when you really felt like you were the most you, and when there was this sense of magic. And if a lot of those had to do with being out in nature and having this sense of the mystical as being inside of you, then yeah, maybe witchcraft is something that you should explore.
But when I think of witchcraft, I think of like you're putting a spell or you're physically changing something. I think of Bewitched, okay? and that's not really what it is it? You don't wiggle your nose or, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Well, spellcraft is a big part of it, but you can absolutely be a witch and not cast any spells. So that's a big part of what my book is about, is there's no one way to do this. And if anybody tells you that, don't listen to them, because witchcraft is such a broad and liberating practice that you really make it your own, and you can do it in whatever way speaks to your own heart.
And how many witches do you know?
Oh, hundreds.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I love it. And are they public about it, or are they in the closet?
maybe half and half. I know that more and more are coming out, every year. It seems like it's more acceptable, socially acceptable. But yeah, a lot of them are still in the closet for sure.
So what is the biggest thing that has influenced you or that has changed your life about being a witch?
I think that this sense of being a witch and being able to claim my own divinity has been huge for me. And I know that that can sound a little bit fluffy, but it's this idea that, you know, God might not be male and also might not be external, that you can be divine and it can be inside of you, and it can be feminine just as much as it's masculine. And that's huge. It's such a spiritually liberating belief to have. And we aren't gifted with that as children
right.
in the West.
Right. And so when you have, is October one of your favorite months?
Yes.
How did I know that? Okay. Okay. And do you mix your yoga? Do you still teach yoga?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And so do people come in to learn your yoga and your witchcraft?
They do. They come for both now. It wasn't always that way. And depending who's there, I still tone down the witchiness a little bit. But yeah, it's become one and the same for me.
And do you wear anything different?
When I teach yoga?
When you're a witch?
I think I dress like a regular yoga teacher dresses.
Okay. Okay.
I might wear a little bit more jewelry and crystals, but.
Okay. So you use a lot of crystals in your witchcraft, correct?
I do. I use a lot of crystals and herbs. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your favorite herb?
Oh, I love osha root, and I love sweetgrass. It's funny. Somebody just asked me that question this morning.
And why do you like those two?
So osha root is just very good for clearing. So it's like energetic clearing and a little bit of psychic shielding, which is an important practice. And then sweetgrass is really good for communing with spirits. So sometimes when I feel like I need to speak to my grandmother, I burn some sweetgrass and have a cup of tea and she's there.
Wow. Okay. And it's sweetgrass. So do you talk to the other side?
I do.
Okay. Okay. I love it. All right. And so do you do that for other people too?
I don't right now, just mostly because of my schedule so crazy. But yeah, I always open up space in my schedule for sessions when the veil gets thinner in autumn.
Okay. I love it. All right, Danielle. Wow. This was interesting. I appreciate your time and your being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon.
Okay.
And my website's danieldolsky.com.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing what you do, and thank you for being a guest here.
Great. Thank you so much, Kim.
And we have a podcast. Please share that with everybody on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show.
Great.
All right. You got it. We are at the end of our first hour, and we've got a whole nother hour with you. And of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Never miss an opportunity to make others happy, even if you have to leave them alone in order to do that. With that, you've been listening to the first hour of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.